This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The DJV Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug may be along momentarily. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here with all of the news and stories that matter to you. Thank you, the cool person at the water cooler. Let's start off with a serious story and maybe what could be considered good news for not only our armed services, their family members, but probably for a country, Victoria and Kara, that's pretty, we've got fatigue. We've got Afghanistan and Middle East fatigue, no doubt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was announced from the Pentagon earlier in the week that they're preparing to withdraw thousands of troops from Afghanistan as part of a proposed peace deal with the Taliban. Many people were critical about the administration talking with the Taliban, but they seem to have come to some sort of agreement. One official warned the withdrawal would be subject to the completion of any agreement. So far, nothing has been finalized, but word is out and plans are being drawn to do this withdrawal. They say that the Department of Justice will speak with authority on this issue when the deal is made, but as of this moment, the Pentagon is saying they haven't adjusted our troop levels yet in Afghanistan to reflect discussions with either the Afghan government or the Taliban. The Trump administration has gone through 8 rounds of negotiations with the Taliban, which controlled Afghanistan between 1996 and 2001. The former U.S. ambassador to Kabul is Zalmay Khalilzad. He's leading this negotiation between our country and the Taliban, and the peace agreement could be reached in the next round of talks, so lucky number 9, which is scheduled to be in Qatar later this week. The agreement would require the Taliban to broker a peace deal directly with the Afghan government, and it would give assurances that the country won't be used as a launching pad for international terror attacks. That's what is at, I think, at the heart
of the concern, right?
There's so many rural, and when I say rural, I mean so many out there areas of Afghanistan that this has been prime real estate for terror groups that want to come in and have training camps, that want to do all of their crazy nefarious activities underground and be really unnoticed. And it's very possible in Afghanistan. That's why, if you remember, they did that big bunker buster bomb not so long ago, maybe about a year ago, where they blew up a whole structure of caves because they were being utilized by ISIS and Al-Qaeda operatives. So they want to make sure that this isn't going to happen. We saw in Syria with the Obama administration that there was a vacuum essentially that drew into Iraq and caused such problems in Syria that Obama had to deal with, we're still dealing with today, obviously, with all these foreign influences, not just terror like ISIS, but you've got Russia involved, Iran involved, a lot of our not so close allies are getting involved in that region. The Washington Post reported that if finalized, the agreement would cut the number of troops in Afghanistan from 14,000, where it is now, to between 8,000 and 9,000. So it would be a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Lindsey Graham is being pretty critical of this. You know, he is a war hawk. He tweeted his skepticism about the potential deal, saying he was very interested to see what kind of deal is made with the Taliban in Afghanistan. He said, "One thing I know for certain, Al-Qaeda and ISIS will never be at the negotiating table." He said, "Mr. President, keep your foot on their throat." You know, this is so split for me, and I'm interested to know what you think, Victoria and Kara. I want to be able to send our troops home. I think that Afghanistan has gone on far too long. It's cost us a lot of money. It's still costing us human life. We just lost some members of our military about a week ago. At the same time, I totally understand that it can create a vacuum if we pull out too fast. And think about what we've heard over the last 10 years. When President Obama was elected, he said, I'm going to get out of the Iraq war. I'm going to get us out of Afghanistan. He was unable to do too much. President Trump, I hate the war. I mean, they actually agreed on that. Yeah. I want to get our troops out immediately. And then when he came into office, he realized you can't just pull them out.
Right.
There were a lot of people on that debate stage this past week that said, oh, we'll get out of there.
Tulsi Gabbard, right?
Yeah, when they get the intelligence, they realize it's not just that simple. And so I think it's smart if we're able to cut the number of troops there but not withdraw completely. What do you guys think?
I think that's exactly it. I think, unfortunately, you know, everybody wants to bring the troops home. Afghanistan has been, I've met with some troops who have done multiple tours in Afghanistan, and the stories that I heard were just horrific. And I think even more so than the war in Iraq, Afghanistan has done so much irreparable damage to our veterans, and we're not, and back on the home front, I don't even think that we've scratched the surface of dealing with those issues. The PTSD that people are suffering from Afghanistan is just, it's really at a record level. And so, obviously, all of us want our troops home. But you're right. I think it is a little bit Pollyanna. People, you know, it's a campaign promise. I'm going to bring the troops home. And then you sit down on day one with your generals and everybody and your intelligence committee, and they all say, yes, it's a great talking point, but here's the reality. This is what happens if you don't do it the right way.
And so we saw with Trump,
I'm happy to hear that. It's an improvement, but, you know, I don't know. Will it ever end? Who knows?
And maybe it's always going to have some sort of presence from the United States. I mean, we saw with Trump when he was a citizen and he was sitting at Trump Tower tweeting away about how he hated the war and George Bush got us into the war.
Yep.
As soon as he got in, he goes, well, you know, I want to get everybody out of there, but we got to take our time. The good news is at its high point, there were 100,000 U.S. troops deployed to Afghanistan. So that number has been significantly slashed. And at least maybe this next move would be going in the right direction. So, we'll continue to keep you posted on this story. And coming up next, we'll lighten things up a little bit. Going to talk about elevator behavior. What do people do in elevators? There's a brand new study, because they don't have enough to study, that will tell you everything you need to know about that awkward elevator ride that you might take to work every single day. It's the DJV Show. We're up ahead at 13 minutes past the hour.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will not belong to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, minors may try to purchase vapor products online. That's why Juul Labs is enhancing age verification on our website. Customers must provide personal information or scan a valid ID with a real-time selfie and are verified by a third party to ensure the purchaser is 21 or over. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour, the DJ V Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, we're in. And a story, ladies, about elevators. Now, I think sometimes elevator conversations, it might strike fear into the heart of many people. And I'm not sure why. Like, if you're walking next to somebody on the street, you say, hi, how are you? That feels okay. Maybe because you're not in a confined space. But the minute you put a couple of walls around people, like, it gets weird.
It really does. Fast.
And a lot of us ride elevators every single day for our job. If you think riding an elevator with random people can be awkward, well, you're not alone. There is a new study out that made it official. They found that 66% of people don't want to talk while in the elevator. That's why they hate it when I walk in, because I'm a chit-chatter. A quarter of them said they don't talk because they just don't like speaking to people they don't know. This is according to a study done by a German company that actually does the elevator work, and they released the study last week. They said almost one in five said they would actively avoid getting into an elevator if someone they didn't like was in it.
Really?
How do you do that, though, if you're in the elevator bank and you, like, you just wait and say pass and let the person go?
Yeah, pretend that you're on your phone or, yeah, I think that's easy to do. There was somebody that I didn't like, a former coworker. I used to work in a high-rise. It was like, I don't know, 50-something stories in Rock Center in New York. And there was someone that I was in the same office, but I just didn't really like him. And I would always avoid him in elevators. And we always seemed to be on the same, like, lunch break schedule, but I would always avoid him. So I would just pretend. I would sometimes just turn and walk in the other direction if I saw him heading to the
just
elevator.
Keep going.
Yeah.
They say a whopping 7 billion elevator rides happen each and every day. And they said, according to this study, that people are really actually doing themselves a disservice, that they're actually missing an opportunity to connect with other humans. To help people break the silence, they started a new day called Talk in an Elevator Day. Now, we missed it. It was on July 26th, but that was officially Talk in an Elevator Day that released, and they released a series of elevator conversation starters to get things going. They say to keep it simple on the first floor, ask your fellow rider how their day is going, but feel free to get to know each other, like by the time you get to the seventh floor, by asking, hey, have you ever kissed in an elevator? Which,
what?
I have to tell you, if someone asked that to me, I would be so mortified, because
they're coming out to that. I would think that they were going to be attacking me any minute.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
So crazy. So on Talk in an Elevator Day, they said the worst things that could happen to you if you talk in an elevator, you could make a new friend, you could get a date, you might brighten someone's day, you could push your social boundaries, and you might even meet a new business acquaintance. I don't know. I'll make small talk in the elevator. I would never ask someone if they've ever kissed an elevator. I would feel like a predator.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. I think the issue, so I don't have a problem. If someone looks at me when they come in, I will typically smile, or, you know, if someone, like if we're both obviously leaving, or if it's super hot out, like I'll mention something stupid about the weather. But I think the problem is when you're walking by someone on the street, like you say hello and then you keep walking. In an elevator, you say hi and then it's this awkward thing of like, do we have to continue the conversation? Like, do we just say hi? We don't know each other.
So my tip is I always look at what they're wearing. And if they're wearing, like if it's a woman and if it's something that I see that I like, I'll be like, oh, that's really cute. You know, nice jewelry or something. Or if it's a man, he's got a baseball hat on. Oh, did you see the Dodger game home last night? It's always something like that, but it's based on what they're wearing usually for me.
So anyway. You are an elevator chatter. Wow.
Yeah, I'm one of these people that they hate.
I treat everyone like they're royal. I don't speak unless I'm spoken to. So that's my rule for the elevators.
I don't know. I think a lot of people make a bigger deal out of it, but it can be a little awkward. So smile at somebody in the elevator today. 21 minutes past.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
You are 23 past the hour. It is the DJV show. We're down to just a V right now for this music news segment, but Jen and Doug will be along shortly. So, Foreigner is in the news, and they're heading to Vegas, where everyone seems to be going. They're going to do their own residency. And, of course, recently, we know that Def Leppard has a residency. Journey just announced they're extending their residency. So, Foreigner, which they actually just had their 40th anniversary tour, it went very well, and they've sold 80 million albums with throughout the 70s and 80s. They were super popular. So, they're going to bring all those hits with a 10-day stretch at the Venetian Theater inside the Venetian Resort. That's going to start in early January of 2020. Now, if Foreigner, if you're kind of wondering what their biggest hits were, we know Double Vision, Jukebox Hero, I Want to Know What Love Is, everybody knows that one, and Hot Blooded, everybody knows Hot Blooded. And so they say that Foreigner said that they're riding a wave of classic rock resurgence that's actually bigger now than it's ever been, and they have 16 top 30 hits, and so they said basically the hardest part about a residency is just coming up with a set list, because they don't want to leave anything out, but they also they want to mix it up, because some fans will go multiple nights. So they said the hardest part right now is figuring out what songs to do acoustically, or do they do them in a classic rock kind of presentation. So they said, but no matter what, you're definitely going to hear all the big hits if you are a Foreigner fan. And one thing I didn't know about Foreigner, they apparently are very much into the food scene. And yeah, they're actual foodies. And so they say at some point they might mix a food event with a music event.
See, I would go for the food.
Yeah,
if they had good food, I would go and eat that. But I don't know if I would see them.
It's not our
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, all of these songs are classic, and I know all of them. But the thing that's crazy to me is it like is Vegas able to do all of these residencies because they're all so short and people are just there for like a couple days a month? Or
I guess
how many venues do they have? It seems like there are 5,000 different residencies going on.
I know. There are. There are so many. And, you know, it's interesting. Vegas is probably, I don't know who came up with that idea of having these this sort of revolving door of residencies, but it's definitely working. The tickets are not cheap for any of these residencies, but, you know, people make a vacation out of it. It's kind of a good idea. It's like you go to a resort, and you can just go to a different concert every night at a different resort. So I like the idea. I'd love to go see Gwen Stefani. I'd love to see Paula Abdul just started her new residency.
That sounds amazing to me. Yeah. It doesn't sound amazing to my wallet.
Oh, yeah. It's not cheap, and it's not amazing for your wallet. But so Foreigner at the Venetian Theater, starting in January of 2020. They'll be there the 24th, 5th, and 29th, and 31st of January, February 1st, and then 5 dates in April as well. And so they said that they might actually do some food stuff and curate the menu and maybe do like a VIP package with hors d'oeuvres and things like that. So if you're a foodie and a Foreigner fan... Wow, that's a lot of F's. I just realized the alliteration there. If you're a foodie and a Foreigner fan, then head to Vegas. All right, next up in music news, Grateful Dead. Who doesn't love the Grateful Dead? So the Grateful Dead has, apparently, back in 1991, fans of the Dead, Deadheads, said that the band delivered the most standout performance of Uncle John's band that they'd ever seen on record for the history of the Grateful Dead. Now, this took place June 17th, 1991, at Giant Stadium in New Jersey. The entire show is now one of 5 previously unreleased concerts, all recorded at Giant Stadium, and this is going to be a new box set. So if you are a Deadhead and you're a fan, it's coming out September 27th. It's called Giant Stadium 1987, 89, and 91, and this, of course, coincides with the 77th birthday of Jerry Garcia. That's what it would have been, his 77th birthday. So they're only making 10,000 copies, so if you are a Deadhead, then get on this. And that is music news. It is the DJ V Show.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Before you sign the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a ream of Staples copy paper is just $3.49. That's our lowest price of the season. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, ends 8/10/19. Valid on SKU 135855, while supplies last, limit 10.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
with two mass shootings in crowded public places in Texas and Ohio, claiming at least 29 lives in less than 24 hours and leaving scores of people wounded, it's a shocking carnage even in a country accustomed to gun violence. On NBC's Meet the Press this morning, Democratic candidate Cory Booker blames the current administration.
We have a president of the United States who is particularly responsible. I, in my faith, have this idea that you reap what you sow, and he is sowing seeds of hatred in our country, and this harvest of hate violence that we're seeing right now lies at his feet.
In the Texas border city of El Paso, a gunman opened fire yesterday morning in a shopping area packed with thousands of people during the busy back-to-school season, killing 20 and wounding more than two dozen. Hours later in Dayton, Ohio, a gunman wearing body armor opened fire in a popular nightclub area, killing 9 and injuring 26. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Four minutes past the hour. It's a DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out. The ladies are in. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is at our controls in Washington, D.C. And a sad story trending to start out our half hour, Victoria. It almost seems, and there have been a lot of people who have said it in the past, that there's almost this dark cloud that hangs over the Kennedy family, and more tragedy has hit their family. Tell us about it. What happened?
Yeah, the granddaughter of one of the granddaughters of Robert F. Kennedy has died. She was only 22 years old. She died of a drug overdose. Her name is Saoirse Kennedy Hill. She was the daughter of Courtney Kennedy Hill, who was one of the 11 children that Bobby Kennedy and Ethel Kennedy had together. I had no idea they had 11 kids, but so Ethel Kennedy, her grandmother, issued a statement saying, "Our hearts are shattered by the loss of our beloved Saoirse. Her life was filled with hope, promise, and love. The world is a little less beautiful today." Very, very sad. Now, Saoirse had actually volunteered in Mexico to build schools in indigenous communities. She was apparently moved by the causes of human rights and women's empowerment. This is coming from her family. And so police detectives, this actually happened right down the street from the Kennedy compound. And it does feel like, you know, Jackie O, back in the day after President Kennedy was killed, she said that she felt that there was a curse on the Kennedy family. And, you know, when you look at the history of whether it's drugs or tragic accidents, it's just, or two assassinations, and then, you know, John F. Kennedy Jr. and his plane crash, and it really is, it is very sad, and there does seem to be a cloud. You know, this was a really, you know, seems like a really bright young girl, and unfortunately, she was taken to the Cape Cod Hospital after a call was made for assistance, and she was, it was too late, though. They couldn't save her.
Really sad story. Never easy, especially when you hear about it with such a with a young person who looked like she had such a bright future. So, tough day for the Kennedy family. In other more political news, this trade war with China has just been ramped up. Victoria and Kara, President Trump announced tariffs on the rest of the Chinese imports that had not been touched thus far into the United States. In a tweet he sent out on Thursday, he said that the U.S. is going to impose a 10% tariff on the remaining $300 billion in Chinese imports. The president had told President Xi that he was going to hold off on this, which he did for a month. These talks have been going on back and forth, and it seems like just when there's optimism and things look like it's going to get done, the Chinese back away from the table. And so the president put this last tariff on these goods that had not yet been touched. This tariff will go into effect September 1st, which brings negotiators back to the table for another month to see if they can figure something out. The U.S. is already enforcing 25% in tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods. The U.S. imported $560 billion in goods from China last year. Now, it's unlikely Apple and other major U.S. tech companies will be excluded from the tariffs. Last week, Trump said he would not waive tariffs for Apple, telling the company it should make its parts in the United States, using this as a negotiating tool to get them to bring manufacturing business back to the country. The new tariffs were announced just a day after U.S. negotiators failed to strike a deal. And there was so much optimism going in advance of this meeting. These discussions were being held in Shanghai. So, ladies, this trade war goes on. It's really interesting, depending on who you ask. This is harmful, obviously, to some people in the U.S. economy. At the same time, I think many people agree that at some point we had to stand up to China. By all reporting that I've seen, China's actually trying to see if maybe they can wait this out for a year. Their economy is not great. It's not strong. They're feeling the impact of the tariffs and the trade war, but they're trying to wait it out to see if someone like Joe Biden or another candidate may get elected and President Trump won't be someone they have to deal with. I don't know. From a Democrat's perspective, I think it's likely that many of those candidates that we've seen up on those debate stages over the past week might actually continue the tough stance on China, especially if some of the groundwork is already there and if they've weakened up the economy with another year to go before the election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. It was yesterday. I just happened to have CNBC on, and when this announcement hit, and you know they have all the different, you know, stock exchange and the ticker tape and the ticker running and everything, and oh my gosh, the stocks really just started plummeting.
Dunk, yeah.
Oh my God, it was a deep dive yesterday on Wall Street. So these types of announcements always tend to have the Wall Street's very reactionary, and so that happens. It'll level itself out, I guess, eventually. The thing about Apple that's interesting is I've been kind of loosely following the implications of the Chinese tariffs on Apple. it's not necessarily that Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, he's not opposed to making things here, but there are certain components and certain things, I forget exactly what it was, but there are certain things that just aren't actually made here that are made in China. So even if they assemble the iPhone here in America, there are still parts that they need to buy from other places. So it's a little more complicated than just Trump saying move all your stuff back to America. I think it's that's going to have to play out for a while. Again, who wants a $10,000 iPhone? Because that's essentially what we could end up paying.
Is that what they cost now? That's what I felt like the last time I went to buy one.
we're at $1,100 right now. So yeah, they're already way too expensive. But yeah, we'll see. I think in the long run, you know, going back to your hypothesis, let's say if Biden wins the next election, Biden and Obama had started that they had taken us down the road to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The reason that and that was a flawed plan by all accounts. Everyone has admitted that. Hillary Clinton was in, then she was out, and a lot of people kind of vacillated with that. But the main reason that Obama wanted to do that back 8 years ago, or whatever, whenever it started, 6 years ago maybe, is because he said that if we don't do something now, China is going to rule the entire globe. And so backing out of that agreement, it has left Trump pretty much with no choice but to just levy all these tariffs, because there's no other alternative. Either you have an agreement where everyone else bands together against China, or we're going to go it alone, which is the route that Trump chose, and now here we are. So we'll see how, if it has a long-term effect on the stock market. You know, his big thing is he loves running and for re-election on a hot stock market. It's, you know, we'll see if
I think the stock market will probably already recover by the time we even these things, they dump and then they come back up and they rebound.
Yeah.
So I'm not really necessarily worried about the impact on the stock market. I do worry about the impact on farmers. I think that for President Trump is a key group to help him with his reelection. But I don't think he's doing this necessarily wrong. I know I'm a Trump supporter, but I do think the pressure has to be turned up on China, and the TPP was very flawed. It wasn't getting the desired results. Even Joe Biden said on the debate stage this past week, he said, look, if I had the opportunity to go back into the TPP, I probably wouldn't. I'd have to fix it before I could enter back into it. So
I think Tulsi Gabbard said the same thing, too.
She did. Yeah, many of them are saying, well, maybe we go along the path that we're on now. So we'll continue to follow that story as the DJV show rolls on. It's 43 minutes past the hour.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Uterine fibroids are a common problem for women. They usually occur when women are between ages 30 and 40. These abnormal growths can cause symptoms such as heavy menstrual bleeding, pelvic pain, and urinary frequency. Not all fibroids need to be treated, but if they do...
There are lots of different treatment options that you can try, and a lot of them are highly effective, so you don't necessarily need a hysterectomy.
If a fibroid doesn't need to be removed, Dr. Shannon Lachlan-Tomaso says medications can treat the symptoms. There are also several procedures, such as radiofrequency ablation and focused ultrasound ablation, where the aim is relieving symptoms by shrinking the fibroid.
Well, there's one more surgical option that you don't have to remove the uterus, and that's called myomectomy, which means removal of the fibroids alone. And that's been the gold standard for women who have large fibroids that also still want to get pregnant.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Well, 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 what do we have here? It's Friday, the 2nd of August, and how many days out of retrograde?
I'm telling you, didn't believe me. I told you. There's an adjustment period.
I have not really felt that much before. Maybe it's my own point of view. Once it's over, it's over. I think part of it is psychological and part of it is real. Thoughts are things, and if you think something bad's going to happen, it does.
Well, did you wake up thinking something bad was going to happen?
No, actually, I woke up wonderfully well. I had a fabulous time with my pal Miles last night. Before he melted down because he's 3 hours off of his whatever, I got a bouncy house for him, I think we'll have some pictures of that. But other than that, it was a normal farm day, and it was a normal day all the way around. So when I went into the studio this morning, nothing worked. Kaputsky, zink, bang, boonga.
Was Miles playing around in the studio?
No, Miles knows better. He doesn't play around at all. So we didn't get to the Arizona Supreme Court and Purdue Pharma. This is an interesting reality. The state of Arizona has asked the Supreme Court to order members of the family that owns Purdue Pharma to return billions of dollars siphoned out of the company, and they also want them not to take any more. They want to keep them from taking any more. This is really kind of a weird deal. They are admitting by doing this, it would seem to me, Victoria, that their painkiller OxyContin and some of the other drugs that are in there, that's what Purdue does. Family, the Sackler family, controls Purdue Pharma. They've been accused of fueling the opioid crisis by downplaying the addictiveness of this drug to their own gain. They must be one sick bunch, family. They've got to be. If the state had, they're so greedy, they're looting the company.
Yep, and the Arizona's attorney general says that the state actually has evidence that they're looting the company because they want to deplete the company and probably put all the money in offshore accounts, and then that way, when all these inevitable lawsuits happen, and because there are thousands of cases in every state filed against Purdue Pharma, then they're going to just claim bankruptcy and they're going to say, oh, well, we don't have any money to give you because the family has stolen it all from the company. It's crazy.
Pretty
but
obvious.
I applaud the Attorney General in Arizona. This is not something normally that the Supreme Court would even deal with, but the Attorney General said, we don't have time for this to take years to wind through the courts because they're going to have all the money gone by then.
Yeah,
and then the real victims aren't going to get any settlements.
Yeah, it's really amazing how this sort of thing can be done when it's so difficult to do so many different things in our society today. The fact that they can do this is pretty amazing.
Right?
I want a moment for general manager. Remember, we've talked about and had we've sort of chuckled about the radio station with the call letters WCOW, WCOW. Remember we've talked about that? We've had that.
No, I haven't heard that, but I like it.
Yeah. The fellow that ran the station, Bill Hoffman, passed away yesterday. And I thought I would just have a moment for him. This is La Crosse, Wisconsin, WCOW. A very appropriate station to be carrying things for me, for sure, like the American Family Farmer and the DJV program. So a moment. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
After the hour, it's Car Talk time with our auto expert and yours too. Nick Miles is here, our auto expert. Not, I don't mean the R. It's not an R like the letter of the alphabet. Sometimes there are a different way of pronouncing that, Nick. Let's see. Our auto expert versus R. Auto expert. Okay, so it's our auto expert. .com. Here with a fabulous opportunity during the busiest car buying season of the year to get a car for a dollar. Or maybe not. We'll find out in a moment. With more than 350 new cars to choose from every year, how can consumers find the most exceptional vehicle to basically fulfill their individual wants, needs, desires? Do not panic. Help is on the way. Here's Rich Rosario.
To provide shoppers with a short list they can use to confidently start their new car research, the editors at Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com, have named the 10 most awarded brands of 2019. Mike Amuzio, managing editor at Kelley Blue Book.
This year, Honda topped the list. With a well-established reputation for strong resale value and reliability, Honda has accrued an extensive array of awards for its SUVs, cars, truck, and minivan.
For KBB's editors, winning brands combine reliability, superior resale values, innovation, comfort, capability, and fun.
With 20 awards in 2019, second place went to Toyota, a brand known for a family-friendly lineup with legendary dependability. Subaru followed close in third with an expanded lineup of all-wheel drive cars and small SUVs, keeping families happy with their commitment to practicality and safety.
For the complete list of the 10 most awarded brands of 2019, visit KBB.com.
All right, let's get to the man of the moment, the man of the hour, the man of the year. So, this, you say this time of year people buy more cars. I thought it was February. You say that people are buying lots of cars. No, really?
Yeah, but there's two times of year, isn't it? It fluctuates between each year. It's the end of the summer because all of the 2020s will be coming in soon. The 2019s is sitting on lots. So dealers are saying, I want to make you a deal. So car deals this time of year at the end of the summer, all the way through to about mid-September, and then, of course, the end of the year because those sales managers are looking to have some good figures towards the end of the year. So, you know, it's December to remember from Lexus and all that sort of thing, and then all your Labor Day sales are the big thing coming up starting about now. So it is a good time to buy the car. Plus, you think about this, Doug, if you have a family where you have a kid going into middle school and one going into high school and mom starts a new job or she's carpooling at the new school, I mean, everybody sort of changes their vehicles up getting ready for the school year starting about August, September.
I find it amazing. This is not about cars, but about philosophy or psychology, Nick, that parents think they need to buy their children a car this day and age, whether they're too lazy to drive them around or the thing that really bugs me are the number of kids who live within 2 miles of a high school, let's say, and we all walked or rode our bikes to school. Now, mommy, you got to pick up my little junior in high school because he's too damn lazy to walk home. We got to go pick him up and bring him home so that he becomes more of a fat ass than he was before. How about that?
Roller skates. That's right. What I say. Get them all roller skates.
All in your roller skates.
I think one of the things is, and if it depends on how close together your kids are and what age and sex they are, but I think parents are absolutely desperate not to drive their kids around after doing it for 16 years. So the second a driver's license is in the house, they're like, listen, Johnny, you're responsible for the whole brood. Here's your Toyota Corolla. Go drive, everybody. Don't bother me anymore. I think that's kind of the attitude. Get rid of them. Get them out of the house.
The problem is that most of them don't know how to drive. They haven't been really taught how to drive, and so you run into all kinds of problems because of that, don't you think?
That's absolutely true. In fact, there was an interesting test that they did in Portland, Oregon, where about 20, 30 years ago, they sent 150 kids to the track out in Portland International Raceway, and they made them do 2 extra days of driving before they got their driver's license. And then the other 150, they just put through the normal driving test. And after 10 years and 20 years, they were monitoring these kids, and they showed that the kids that did the extra 2 days of driving at the track and learn how to drive a car properly actually had about one-tenth of the driving problems, errors, accidents, tickets than ever before.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. Everybody's so anxious because everybody's thinking about themselves instead of what's the toll on cars and people and the insurance rates, all of that sort of thing. It really gets confounded by all these young kids that don't know how to drive. Growing up on the farm, I learned how to drive, so I knew how to drive. I tell my kids the same way. All right, Nick Miles, check out his website, OurAutoExpert.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.